Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Holy Sefer Sfasim, Sala Torah. And this year should be a special schus. Redid Navshi, Rabbi Ari Brickner Shlita, Yishadah Baruch Abad, Tzlacha B'chol Masiyah, Lebhu B'chol B'nei Veso. It says in the Torah, Shoftim Mishotim Titein Lecha, says the Sfasim, and Shnas Tov Reish Mem Aleph. Hu Gamkein Lechol Prat, not only as a community, are we commanded to appoint judges and policemen, but also every individual? Shoftim hu adas lahavin. Shoftim is the understanding of the truth, lahavin ames, the knowledge to understand the truth, hadas lahavin ames. Vu al yidehi goyin b'torah shebichsav shebal peh. How do you understand the truth? By involving yourself in Torah, in the logic of Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Just like a judge who judges a case, so too a person accepts with his mouth. Person learns Torah Shebichsav, person learns Torah Shebal Peh, and in this way he understands the truth. Shelter are like policemen who are about action. Mitzvah Esay and Losah say the positive and negative commandments, Lakufa Yetzer, Lashanas HaMaisal Pitara, to force the Yetzer to change one's deeds based on the Torah B'Emes Nerit. And in truth it appears, Ki HaSanhedrin B'Chachmei Yisrael Shei B'Zman HaMikdash Hei Reinam Shei Yisrael. The Sanhedrin and the wise men of the Jewish people that lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash lightened the eyes of the Jewish people. And through this, every individual also had this aspect of Shoftim B'Shotrim. Because of the Chachmei Yisrael, who worked on the macro level, the macro level of all of Klal Yisrael, so also on the micro level of every individual, we also rezochet have Shoftim B'Shotrim. Not only B'Shoftim B'Shotrim, the Sanhedrin Chachmei Yisrael, but in their schus, we as individuals also had these Shoftim and Shotrim. That's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, and they judge the nation a correct judgment, a righteous judgment. Shena perish rak ala tainis, rak shiyatu libos b'nei Yisrael, shuan she'emes fishtu ma'aseim b'tzedek. They should incline the hearts of the Jewish people, they should be people of truth, and they should judge their deeds with justice. So not only b'shavtu asam mishpat tzedek, that they should deal with our tainas toin v'nitan, the prosecutor, the defendant, knowing what the correct tainas are, knowing how to judge, but also on an individual level, that they should incline our hearts, that we should be people of truth, and we should judge our own deeds with justice. And that's what we daven for every day. Hashiv shoftenu k'vrishonu, we should have judges. And that's chus v'yoatzenu, our kleios, as the Sfasim says elsewhere, our kidneys, like the Gemara says, the kidneys give us eitzah, from inside ourselves, from our internal world, we should be able to judge ourselves correctly in the chus of the judges of Klal Yisrael. Next, Tafresh Membeis, b'pasik v'lasikach shochad ki ha-shochad ya'aber. One is not allowed to take Shochad, bribery, because bribery blinds the eyes of the Chachamim, etc. And then it says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Yishlomot, Kal V'chomer, Midotov, Meruba. We have to learn a Kal V'chomer. It says not to take bribery, because bribery blinds the eyes of the Chachamim. So you can learn, Midotov is always much, much greater, the Gemara says in Yomayin Vav. The positive is always better than the negative, 500 times greater, according to a different opinion, many thousands of times greater. Through leaving one's negios, one's biases, and one who toils in order to run after justice and distancing oneself from excessive pleasure, one is zochel l'pkichas einayim. In other words, if one goes after shochad, his eyes are blinded. One runs away from things that are mishachet and things that bribe him, then he is able to open his eyes, the eyes of intellect, the eyes of understanding. Ki yamashochad ya'aver, because if shochad, if rivalry blinds one, then Radifas HaTzedek, pursuing justice, Mefakech Einei Ivrim, will definitely open up the eyes of those who are spiritually blind. But Pasuk, Vayter, Perakhov, Pasuk Yud, Kisikrav, when one comes close to a city, Lilachem, Elir, Lilachem, Aleh, to fight on it, the cross of El Shalom, first you call out for peace. Vayim Shalom Tanchav, they answer you with peace. Upascha Lecha, Vayalecha, Vayakolam, and Nimtza Ba, Yulacha Lamas Vavaducha, so everything is cool. You come into the city in Eretz Israel, they want peace, they serve you, they pay taxes, everyone gets along. Vim Lo Sashlim, Imach, and if they don't want to make peace, then there's going to be war, because Kadosh Baruch Hu says Eretz Israel belongs to the Jewish people, and if they don't want to make peace and they want to stay there, then we have to wage war, otherwise it's not going to be a good matzav as we are experiencing today. And then V'nasa Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha, God's going to put them in your hands. Yesh L'farish Gam Al Melchemes Yetzer Hara, this can also be speaking about not only a war in the battlefield but also a war with the Yetzer Hara. First you tell the Eitz Sahara, I want you to pay your taxes. Everything I do for you, you got to give a portion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be my Eved. You're working for me, Eitz Sahara. So everything I use you for, you have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to give a portion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Eitz Sahara that one enjoys, all the pleasures of this world, you also have to give a portion to Hashem, making the Eitzahara your Eved. And this is the most desirous way. And it will be, which is the Haya, where Chazal says, Lashon Simcha, is a Lashon of joy. We're happy when they make peace with us. We want the Eitzahara to make peace with us. But if you see the Eitzahara, lust nisht, he doesn't allow you to serve Hashem. We have to run away from this Yetzirah. The Sasema said his Torah is in Yiddish. We have to run away from the Yetzirah. And also to leave the path of the middle of the road, of the mediocre. And then if the Yetzirah doesn't allow us, meaning that the Derech HaMemutza, so you don't go to extremes. So if the Yetzirah allows us, then we serve Hashem with the Yetzirah. B'chol avavcha b'shnei Yetzirecha, Chazal say, Yetzirah and Yetzir Tov, you serve Hashem. You love Hashem. But if the Yetzirah doesn't allow you, then you have to run away, and then you have to go to an extreme, and you have to say, you have to completely denounce Him. U'bemes b'irtzos d'Hashem d'arka'ish, if God desires, it says in Mishlei, the pathways of man, kam oivav yashlim ito, even His enemies will make peace with us, meaning even the Yetzirah makes peace when God desires your way. Before sin, you can make peace with Him. But afterwards, if He doesn't allow, then what? Then you have to run away from Him. Here it says in the Torah to make war with Him. And He says, Achar kach matzasi bor ha-chayim, He said. Afterwards, I found this in the Or HaChaim. Vush state in the Or HaChaim. Says the Or HaChaim, Etziva Hashem l'neshama, V'amar kitik ravalir, is talking to the soul, when you come close to the city. Zeo guf adim shenik ra'ir, this is the body of a person that's called a city. Like it says in the Zohar Kaddish, B'pasuk yir ketana dog guf adibar nosh, that's the body of a person. V'dikte glomra li lochem alea, perish v'shu l'ir l'maltum yetzahara, for the city to escape from the yetzahara, this city, this body, al derech omro vay leo, umilei hu asir b'chachmasa v'korsei leo l'shalom, perish lo tabu ila b'psi yosecha la'tosel derech hatov min ha'katza la'katza, ela b'tchila b'kir b'chatikrei leo l'shalom, sh'asa yase, gam lo lama elyon, v'yeneh b'zeo b'ba, v'yitein chelik l'gufnias v'chelik l'ruchnias, like the Sfasema says, the Rechaim already said, you give him a portion for gashmias, and a portion for ruchnias, and you make peace with him. You have to make some sort of pshar over here. Even for the Olam Elyon, you need your mizonos. So you need to give a little bit of a portion for this world, and you're also working for the next world. You have to have both. That's this pshar, that's this bitsua That's this compromise that you're making to give yourself both ruchnius, obviously, and also the gashmius, also to allow your Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah knows that it's only doing it for a higher purpose. Ve'omra v'ayim shalom perish v'ayil lashon simcha. And like the Sfasem said, the Archaim already said, v'ayil lashon simcha, im shalom tancha, we're very happy if they make peace with you. V'armu pascha perish ain't tzarech ela psicha bulvad, or only needs an opening. V'im yiftach lo pisho ha-machadosh baruch hu yiftach lo pisho ha-lulam. You open up a little bit, like a needle, God will open up a large opening. V'umah shigamra omer v'ayah kolam ha-nimtza ba-ramachay v'aram b'shosa gidim. Hakol yishtab neshama, everything's going to be meshubat. All of the nation that's there is going to be lamasva vaducha. They're going to serve you. The body is going to be a meshubat. The body is going to be subjugated to the neshama. Mitzvahs essay is lamas. Lasses begufim umonam bemechinas mitzvahs loisei vavaducha perish kevad yarmei rabbal bal nintos mitvar viminu small. So the lamas is the paying of the taxes is the mitzvahs essay of doing the right thing for you. And va'avaducha, being servitude, like an eved, is Yarame Rabbo is afraid not to go off the path. But if imlo tashlim, imlo ishlim ayir, if the body doesn't want to make shalom, v'natza asherem mini derech, ulefam yikar mikar shachash ischel adam, lehitiv ma'asav yashacharanus, kshira zela adam, yagdil resha, sometimes the body doesn't want to make peace. The body just wants what the body wants, and then it does great evil. And then the ischazeg yitzural of yosim rishon elochem and neshama, the body overpowers one to fight with the neshama, and that's what it says vastim chamulchama. And then what does one have to do? Yitzav Hashem latzu asair. You have to siege the city besigufim, the city, your body. You have to siege it with afflicting oneself with afflictions, like Chazal say, ladam yargiz adam yetzer tov yetzara. One should make his yetzer tov angry and his yetzar. What's this hargaza? The sagev atzma b'tzvaram amutarim lo, to afflict oneself with things that are mutter, gambetainis umalkias ubechi, with some fasts, some lashes, some crying, to weaken the koyach hara in this ear, and then God promises he's going to come into your hand, as it says, v'nasna Hashem elokecha b'yadcha, you're gonna be victorious over this city. So again, this Mahalach is talking. In the olden days, Pashup Shad in the Pasuk was about regular war, and then the Drash was talking about the Yetzer Hara. And then for many, many, many generations, we didn't go to war anymore, we didn't have an army. So then Pashup Shad was the Yetzer Hara, and the Drash was the army. Today we have an army, but we also have to know that it applies to us as individuals. So the ideal is to make peace with the Yetzer Hara and say, listen, dude, you're working for me. And then you know that all the Gashmias is for Ruchnias. Every time you let him imbibe, you know it's for a higher purpose. But if not, if you see he's overcoming you, then you got to just wage war sometimes against the body. Those are the two Mahalchim. Beautiful. So we saw Sfasemis and Archaim HaKadosh. And we should be zocha taka lulmod ulamed lishma v'las l'chaim is called divrei sam torasa bi'ahava. And we should be zocha to make shalom. Shabbos is also this inyan of shleimus. Shabbos is an acronym for shalom bayis, and the bayis, says the Shemi Shmuel, is the body and the soul together. You're making peace with the body and the soul, that everything you do for the body is for the sake of the soul. So we should be zochah to have this shleimus, that even on Shabbos, even the achilas, achilas of kedusha, as the Baal HaTanya talks about, barichos and lekutei Torah, and we should be zochah for shleimus haguf v'aneshama, amen v'amen. Good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.